USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. Virgin Islands and parts of Puerto Rico are already feeling the wrath of Hurricane Dorian with heavy rains and power outages. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says Dorian may grow into a dangerous Category 3 storm as it heads toward Florida.
This new forecast is you're further out in the ocean where those warm water is and less sheer, and that's why the forecast intensity went up. It's just a different path.
Earlier in a tweet, President Trump slammed Puerto Rico as being one of the most corrupt places on earth. That drew this response from the minority leader of the Puerto Rican Senate, Eduardo Gatia.
He has actually unified the people of Puerto Rico against him. Other than that, I think I would rather move forward rather than trade insults with the President of the United States right now.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 258 points, the S&P up 18, and the NASDAQ up 29. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Another Republican lawmaker is leaving Capitol Hill. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Senator Johnny Isakson says he'll retire at the end of the year, saying in a statement that he suffers from Parkinson's and the disease is progressing. The Georgia Republican has chaired the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. His term was to end in 2022. Isakson served in the U.S. House before moving to the Senate in 2005. He's 74 years old.
Vice President Pence spoke in his home state. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Mike Pence delivered remarks at the 101st American Legion National Convention in Indianapolis, Indiana. He spoke about the increase in funding with military hospitals.
This year alone, the VA has processed more than 1.2 million claims for compensation and increased the number of appeals decisions by 70%. We're off to a great start making sure that our veterans are getting the health care that you earned, but we're going to keep pressing on it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Another Democratic candidate is calling it quits, leaving the 2020 presidential race. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand made her announcement on Twitter.
I know this isn't the result we wanted. We wanted to win this race. But it's important to know when it's not your time.
She said she believes she can best serve by helping unite the country to beat President Trump. She is now the sixth Democratic candidate to lead the race.
During this year's summer recess, staff and volunteers from AARP California are visiting all of the state's members of Congress, and they're delivering petitions with more than 200,000 signatures from Californians who want elected officials to stand up to what they call drug company greed. AARP California's State Director Nancy McPherson explains.
Americans often pay more than twice as much for the same brand-name drug as patients in similar countries. That's why we're urging Congress to allow Medicare to negotiate drug prices. It's also why we strongly support a bill in the California State Legislature that would ban so-called pay-to-delay deals, where brand-name drug companies pay generic drug makers not to produce low-cost generics. This dishonest practice cheats the system and keeps prices artificially high, putting profits ahead of people.
To learn more about the Stop RX Greed campaign, visit aarp.org/rx.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.